Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Through the eyes of a child, we see the power of the arts and the humanities. Through the eyes of a child, to inspire and imagine a future worthy of our dreams. In fact, 85 years ago, a 10-year-old boy was listening to the radio. He heard the voice of Marian Anderson standing in the light of the Lincoln Memorial from the shadow of Jim Crow and singing, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty. Look, folks.
Not just that he had the emotional moment, but this is a pretty great story. And by the way, did you catch what the medium was? Radio.
Showing her pride in America and calling for national unity, her performance is described as a concert that sparked the civil rights movement. Nearly 25 years later, that 10-year-old boy stood on those same steps. His name was Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., and he declared a dream during the March on Washington. He asked Marian Anderson to perform once again, and she did. She sang, "He's got the whole world in his hands." My fellow Americans, today we honor that legacy, and we remember the power in all your hands. And I mean it sincerely, your hands.
Most definitely. And, this is a very good presentation. There's a, they present the medals for the arts and the humanities. And, I know at the end he kind of got confused about which awards he was giving away. But it actually is kind of hard to decipher because it was the 2022 and the 2023 class of the National Medal of Arts and also the National Medal for Humanities, which are very overlapping categories, and it's hard to keep clear, like Spike Lee and Steven Spielberg and Ken Burns and Aaron Sorkin are all in there, but in different categories. So it's kind of like, which one is which? But in any case, the celebration of the arts and the recognition of the power of the arts and the belief in the arts as a crucial part of cultural formation and therefore of raising children, raising citizens, and promoting the message of Americanism around the world. Now, whether it does that effectively or not, I have grave concerns. But this basic idea, I completely agree with him about.
This administration supports the arts and humanities as essential pieces of American might and dynamism.
I would say, however, that over the last, say, 50 or 60 years, we've really shifted from promoting America to critiquing America in our arts and our institutions and undercutting men and undercutting families and undercutting, authority figures, whether it's government or law or doctors or, police very much, the way we have done in those and, American system of thinking, religion. It's almost like the artists, which, artists historically have often felt the need to be a contrary voice. And there's certainly that's a fine mission, okay, to keep the institutions honest. But when your predominant message is that, say, for example, police are corrupt or the government is corrupt or the business is corrupt or that religion is wrong, or that the family is broken, well, you get what you portray. And the more you portray that, the worse things become. But also we are exporting that message overseas, every year. I mean, one of the major international exports of the United States is entertainment. And we are exporting music, art, movies, television that is not good, that is not healthy for the perpetuation of this great American experiment. So he didn't bring that up, but I think that is a major concern as we move into as we are well into the 21st century now. But there was another part of his speech that I really disagreed with, and I want to bring that up, even as I agree with the general premise of what he was doing, and of course this institution of recognizing the value of arts and humanities. We'll talk about that in just a second. If you're thinking about buying a home or selling a home, you want a good real estate agent, somebody who's going to take you through that process and solve the problems, big or small, that come up and get you all the way through to the closing. That just comes from experience. It comes from experience, okay? Having done it a lot. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty sell a couple hundred homes every year. A couple years ago when the market was really hot, it was like 230. Last year it was 175. This year it's so far only 130. That's at two-thirds of the year being done. So they're right on track to be about the same in a market where people aren't as active anymore. But because of those many, 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 many transactions, they know what's normal. They know how to, you know, as I say, solve the problems that come up. But also, they know how to help you figure out, well, if somebody's buying my home and they say I got to replace the roof because of insurance, are they right? Because I never heard that before. Well, in the year 2024, that's actually not that rare. But what age of roof? What condition of roof? What? How much of the cost share? Should you take it all? Should they take it all? You want a good agent to tell you what's normal, because if you don't do this very often, it's very easy not to know what's normal, and that's why you have a good real estate agent. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 723-9158. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. We are seeing some delays on Highway 90 westbound if you're right around the Pea Ridge area heading toward Pace. Just be aware of that. There's just congestion, delays, nothing other than that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. By the way, Martha Saunders, the UWF president, is going to be speaking to us today at Pep Talk at 9:30. She'll be giving her State of the University address and then also taking some questions from my good friend Brent Lane. I would have done it, but I have to be at a groundbreaking. So we're going to, you know, just scheduling conflicts. Otherwise, I would be here for it. But I'm looking forward to hearing what she has to say. Should be very. That got canceled because of the hurricane, you'll remember. So that's why it's not being done in its normal venue of a group of live people. Instead, it's being done on the radio, which we appreciate that. Back to the comments from Joe Biden yesterday at his presentation for the Medal of the Arts and the Medal of the Humanities for 2022 and 2023. I really have a problem with this line of thinking. The first part is kind of the setup. The second part, you'll see why.
As Joe Biden's husband, I know the power of women in this room. I know you think I'm kidding. I'm not. All the women in my family are smarter than all the men. That's not a joke. You think I'm joking. I'm not. I know you don't think I'm joking.
All the women are smarter than all the men? What? What? Look, we have gotten into this position in America in particular where being anti-male is so common that you don't even question it. And we're being sort of ridiculously, overly, like performatively pro-female is so common that nobody even thinks to question it. All the women are smarter than all the men? Why didn't Jill run for president? You know, right? It's a ridiculous thing to say. But it seems cute. It seems quaint. It seems, you know, kind of like sweet. But it morphed into something well worse than sweet in the second comment.
I know the power of women in this room to get things done and uplift the next generation of pioneers. Proving a woman can do anything a man can do and then some. And that includes being president of the United States of America. Saying.
Now, it's an understandable line given that his vice president is running for president, even though she's now completely excluded him from the campaign trail, which is an interesting choice. But this notion, this line.
Proving a woman can do anything a man can do and then some.
No, they can't. No, they can't. Unless your view is that men are terrible, worthless, and don't have a place in our world, and every man could be replaced by any woman, and men are just kind of like the, you know, undesirable sperm donors. You know, like that's all they're good. That's a, by the way, that's a, like a radical feminist notion, is that men are, you know, if only we could bypass, you know, the need, the biological need for them. God, wouldn't the world be great? No, women can't do everything men can do. God built two genders for a reason. And just to prove the point about how this is sexism, what if I said it the other way around? What if I said, men can do anything women can do, and then some? Cancel, cancel, cancel! Torch and pitchforks, get rid of him! Yeah. Because that's so obviously stupid, false, and sexist. It is equally stupid, false, and sexist to say that women can do everything men can do, and then some. But we are in a weird, anti-male, anti-masculine culture that thinks, perhaps as some hyper-reaction against male chauvinism, that because we had so many years of, you know, male dominion and inequality for women, that now what we need to do is we need to have a counterbalancing century of anti-woman, you know, anti-male, like female chauvinism. That's what we need. No, what we need is a recognition that both genders have value and both genders have gifts, strengths, and weaknesses. And there are obviously some things that men are better at than women, and there are obviously some things that women are better at than men, and they complement each other, and they are not the same. But again, we've gotten into this weird place where the message we're teaching is that basically men suck, and they're not necessary, and they mess everything up, and everything good in the world comes from men, and everything bad in the world comes from men. And look, I love women, and I believe in women, and I affirm women, and I believe that they have, in fact, I mean, I'll just tell you the truth of it. I think God likes women better than men because he gave them the ability to make babies, something he didn't give to men. And something which is pretty spectacularly, cosmically unbelievable when you think about it. No man ever has that ability, despite what they tell you these days. Right? And that is a blessing that is uniquely open to women. And that's, I'm just saying, I think, I mean, seriously, he gave her an incredible gift. But the point is, this is unhealthy to be teaching our culture that half of the members of this culture are horrible and terrible and worthless and nonsense, or just lesser, you know, just lesser, because they're not. There are things men do better than women, and there are things women do better than men. And you know it. But we're, like, not supposed to say that. And so we say these kinds of dumb things, like, you know, women can do anything man can do and better.
Proving a woman can do anything a man can do and then some.
I told this story in the 5 o'clock hour, but I'll tell it again because it's I find it entertaining. I used to teach ethics for, you know, 10 years at the college level. And whenever we would talk about gender, I used to do this thing. It was, you should know by the time you're into the 12th week of my class that, you know, be wary. It's a trap. But I would ask them, I would say, so let's talk about men and women for a second. And I'd put up on the board women, and then I would say, tell me some of the things that women are better at than men. And they'd say things like, you know, childcare and nurturing and reading emotion and multitasking and, you know, building relationships and artistic performance and interpretation and, you know, like, yeah. And spirituality, there's, you know, typically it's about a 2-to-1 ratio, you know, women participation, religion versus men, and on and on. Okay, all those things that tend to be more dominated by women. I say, good list. And then I would turn to them and I'd say, okay, good. Now, what things are men better at than women? And you could just see the anxiety, the stress, the horror that somebody would even ask that question because they had been so well propagandized that women are better than men at everything and men are unnecessary. You know, you go through this culture and this education system and after a while you get the point. You know, the women are always good and the men on TV are always jerks or mooks or stupid. That's actually the word for it, the mook. It's an advertising concept of the incompetent, bumbling, backwards Al Bundy type man, right? Like, that's the art of the Homer Simpson or the pick your example, pick your sitcom. Where are men portrayed well? Never. Where are women portrayed well? Most of the time, by contrast, right? In the family, you know, the man is usually the goof and the mess up and the woman is this smart, responsible, capable character because this is the message. So I would look at him and say, well, which things are men better at than women? And they just even the idea. And I said, and you don't think that's sexist? Because I would point that out to them. This is what you've been taught, that you can't even ask that question. To ask that question is sexist. No, it's not. It's fair. It's balanced. 724 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. Are you rushing to an appointment? Have you been late for an appointment? Hebrews 9:27 says, "It is appointed unto man once to die." Unless Christ returns in our lifetime, we all have an appointment with death that none of us will be late for. Possibly the most remarkable thing about Jesus Christ is that he conquered death. He died, but 3 days later, up from the grave, he arose. It is because of his sinless life, substitutionary death, and resurrection from the grave that he now offers sinners like me and you eternal life in heaven with him. I urge you, don't delay. Confess your sin to him and call upon Christ today so that you are prepared for this appointment.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
When it comes to enhancing your outdoor experience, you need a companion that can keep up. The Kubota RTV at Parrish is your ultimate utility vehicle for every adventure. Prepping your deer plot or hauling gear, the RTV delivers powerful performance and versatility. Starting at $15,499 cash with a $2,000 rebate. Financing available as low as $285 a month for 72 months. Get your Kubota RTV today and let Parrish Tractor show you why they're more than a tractor store.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Only a few days remain for the biggest and best fair, the Pensacola Interstate Fair. Free exhibits, fun, food, games, and more. Over 50 rides to thrill you. Free shows by Neil McCoy, Chris Jansen, Easton Corbin, Tristan Harper, Bluffett, a Jimmy Buffett tribute, and White Tie Rock Ensemble. Plus the livestock auction, $20 wristband day, Midnight Madness, Mana Food Pantry's Can Drive Day, and Last Blast Family Day. Get tickets and details at PensacolaFair.com.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
Hi, I'm Carissa Burgosh, asking for your vote on November 5th for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, this is why I can't have nice things.
Gah!
Good morning, 728 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Somebody texts in and says, glad you're talking about this. Appreciate you bringing up this issue of the anti-male culture. Somebody else says, well said, couldn't agree with you more, and I'm a woman, LOL. And my response was, yeah, of course, both genders should celebrate the virtues of both genders, right? And even like, you know, John, you and I were talking in the break, you know, there's all these weird little biases in there. Like, you know, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Right.
Well, what about dad?
I know we have bad days too.
Yeah. And it matters. I mean, it really matters.
I have feelings too.
All these dumb things that people say that they don't realize are sexist. Well, I thought sexism was only men against women. Think again. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, some comments made by President Biden during a campaign stop yesterday are facing some criticism.
So I know this sounds bizarre. It sounds like if I said this 5 years ago, you'd lock me up. We got to lock him up. Political lock him out.
And
lock him out. That's what we have to do.
Kind of muffled by the applause there, but then he kind of clarified politically lock him up after that. The Trump campaign, though, responding to those comments with a statement calling on Vice President Kamala Harris to condemn the comment. The Trump campaign says, quote, Joe Biden just admitted the truth. He and Kamala's plan all along has been to politically persecute their opponent, President Trump.
Yeah, and I mean, the preface to that was all the horrible things about Trump and why we need to lock him up. Like, it was the natural conclusion of the prior reasoning he gave. And then I think even Joe Biden in his current state realize, oh, what did I say out loud? No, no. I mean metaphorically, like poetry. Like, not really lock him up, just isolate him politically. That's what I meant, despite what I actually said out loud for the first time. David, thanks so much for the update. Mayor D.C. Reeves joins us next. Stick around.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump campaigns in Georgia today, last night in North Carolina.
We are running against the most radical, most incompetent, most unfit vice president running for president. Can you believe it? In the history of our country, she's totally unfit for office.
Kamala Harris' running mate Tim Walz in Wisconsin addressing reports Trump said during his presidency he wished he had generals more like Adolf Hitler's.
As a 24-year veteran of our military, that makes me sick as hell. And it should make you sick. Folks, the guardrails are gone. Trump is descending into this madness.
Vice President Harris will be in Pennsylvania today. South Korea's spy agency says North Korea has sent 3,000 troops to Russia to support the war against Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got clear skies, a beautiful morning. It is 65 degrees in Pensacola today. Early voting has started across Northwest Florida this week. Monday in Santa Rosa County, they had a big turnout. Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections, Tappy Villain, talked with News Radio 92.3 yesterday.
We did. In 2020, we had a record turnout for early voting on the first day. And yesterday, we broke that record by 869 voters. And so today has been busy as well. I'm not sure if we're going to break any records today, but we've been steady all day long at all six of our sites.
And Villain said that as of last night, more than 13,000 people had already voted in the first 2 days of early voting in Santa Rosa County. More than 8,500 people had returned ballots by mail. That makes the overall voter turnout just over 21,000. Santa Rosa County has six early voting locations. You can go to any of them to cast a ballot. For more information, just check out votesantarosa.gov. The search for a missing Escambia County man is over. Escambia County deputies say a body that was found last week has been identified as Vernon Bubba Flowers Jr. He'd been missing since late September. He was last seen on Perkins Street. The location he was found was not disclosed, but investigators do say they do not believe foul play is suspected in this case. Pensacola police say the suspect arrested for a church burglary last week now faces some additional charges. 20-year-old Jeremy Lang was charged with one burglary when he was arrested last week. Now he's charged with five others, as well as a vehicle burglary, criminal mischief, and larceny. PPD's Mike Wood says police searched Lang's phone and found he had done internet searches on how to cut a shirt into a mask, where churches keep money, whether churches have safes, and recent events that were held to raise money in Pensacola. PPD said Lang was arrested last week after being spotted by an officer and matching a description of the burglar. Well, there's an ongoing dispute among Escambia County's Board of Commissioners and an outspoken county resident, Larry Downs Jr. Downs, who owns a plumbing company, had been at odds with Commissioner Stephen Barry over whether he could use a word that he says is important to his livelihood. At county board meetings, he tried to present this poem last week.
Once upon a time, there was a county commissioner who told me that I couldn't say sh**.
All right, Larry, you're going to be escorted out. Larry, you
after
can't curse.
I let
Larry.
It, after I let it slip, he scolded me like a little kid.
Wes.
Then the next time,
Wes,
he told me.
Larry, you're not going to curse at the podium. You don't have the right to curse.
Larry. He told me.
Larry, your time's up.
That I couldn't spell.
Your time is up.
S-H.
Your time is up, Larry.
And Barry did have Downs escorted from that podium back to his seat by a deputy. Downs claims it's a First Amendment issue and says he should be allowed to use the word in meetings if he wants. A Baldwin County man has won a $2 million lotto prize from the Florida Lottery. 49-year-old Jeremy Smith of Lillian claimed that prize off of a 777 scratch ticket. He bought that at a convenience store in Gulf Breeze. He took the lump sum payment of $1.28 million. 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by the Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections. Early voting for the November 5th general election is happening now through November 2nd, 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. For early voting locations, you can visit votesantarosa.gov. Still no accidents to let you know about right now. Starting to see some delays if you're heading in from Pace into Pensacola on Highway 90. Also, some delays I-10 eastbound as you approach the Highway 29 construction zone is backed up way past Pine Forest. So just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Bacon's with your traffic on the fives.
For your Wednesday morning, expect temperatures to start out in the lower 60s, heading into the afternoon, climbing back into the middle and lower 80s. Lots of sunshine on tap and more dry weather is in store. I'm meteorologist Marianne Caldwell with your WEAR First Warning Weather Update.
Thank you very much. And we've got 64 degrees in both Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, just a few degrees cooler, 60 reported right now in Milton. Our next news at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. As expected, Boeing posted a massive loss last quarter, with production at the airplane maker shut down for more than a month due to a strike. In earnings data just released, Boeing reported a net loss of more than $6.1 billion. Today is a pivotal day for the company, as the 33,000 workers will vote on a deal brokered by Boeing and their union. Tupperware has reached a tentative agreement to sell its business just weeks after the kitchen product company filed for bankruptcy. The buyers of Tupperware's name and products are a small group of key lenders. The company called it a new day for the iconic brand. Peloton and Costco have struck a deal to sell the popular fitness equipment at 300 Costco warehouses and on Costco's website. Peloton's Bike Plus will sport a price tag of $2,000. The partnership comes as Peloton tries to reach young customers. On Wall Street, futures are lower for a third straight day. That's Your Money Now.
More than just a location, the Port of Pensacola is a thriving economic engine and a strategic gateway fueling growth and prosperity across Northwest Florida. Since 1754, it's become the cornerstone of the region's economic vitality, with over 20 dynamic businesses calling it home, including major players like Cemex Materials, General Electric Verona's Wind Energy, Offshore Inland Marine, Pete Stevedore, and the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Discover the possibilities at portofpensacola.com.
I'm Ashley Hoffberger. If you're ready for better investment of our taxpayer dollars, real transparency in local government, and putting our first responders first, I'm asking for your vote for Escambia County Commissioner. I'm proud to be supported by our brave firefighters, EMT, and law enforcement officers, those who protect us every day. I am ready to bring a new perspective, and I am committed to our community. I'm asking for you to vote Ashley Hoffberger for Escambia County Commissioner.
Paid for and approved by Ashley Hoffberger, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bohr Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to BCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and dealer fee. Royalty discount for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With four convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Florida Senate candidate Don Gates will fight for us.
because Florida is a free state and Florida is a low tax state. But for many people, Florida is also becoming an unaffordable state. In many markets, availability of housing has declined, while housing costs have increased a lot. The price of energy at the gas pump and the electric meter, it's a hardship for many families. And property insurance, if you can get it, is doubling, even tripling, even when homeowners and business owners don't have recent claims or any claims at all. I'm running for the Florida Senate because I'm ready to tackle those tough issues for senior citizens, for small businesses, and for the folks who work every day to make our state exceptional. I'll fight for a free Florida and a low tax Florida and an affordable Florida.
Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3,
the Media Market Station of the Year. Thanks to you. This is Pensacola's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 741 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Mayor D.C. Reeves always joins us at this time. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, let's start with this. I was browsing my Facebooks, and I came across a post in the East Hill Neighborhood Group. It says that at Scenic Highway, there's problems. There's a lot of homeless people living on the old boardwalk. They've built a roof over the lookout tower with a propane gas range, furniture, a refrigerator, cooking food on a barbecue, garbage and trash everywhere. If they're not careful, they're going to set the woods on fire. There's defecation everywhere. There's toilet paper everywhere. The city needs to take care of this problem. You should report this to the city. What did I do? I took a screenshot and I sent it to you. And I said, hey, know anything about this? And you said...
We've already sent our police officers there yesterday afternoon and again this morning, just in case campsites were broken down and back forward. And we found, as sometimes happens when it's reported on Facebook, no evidence of any of that. Doesn't mean, you know, so maybe it's somewhere along the bluff, you know, on the entire miles long the bluff that we haven't seen. I never would say never, but if we're talking about Bay Bluffs Park and the boardwalks, we've now investigated them twice in the last 24 hours. And have zero semblance of anything there. And I think it always proves the greater point. And I would say lots of the myth-busting I do in this job, you know, I would say probably maybe the most frustrating part is not the difference of opinion, you know, of you know, the mayor wants to do A and I think we should do B. It's more of just foundational problems with fact. You know, the city isn't doing this. They are doing this when, in fact, it's the opposite, you know. And so it's a hard thing to tackle, Andrew, as you know, in the information business, because, you know, you have press conferences, you get stuff out there, and, you know, if you can't just hand it to all 55,000 people plus, you know, folks outside the city to make sure that they're informed. So, yeah, there's another one of those episodes of, you know, it's not necessarily a fact. It sounds bad, but it's not a fact that we can find.
What is the old expression? You know, the lie will travel all the way around the world three times before the truth puts its pants on. You know, so
yeah,
it's hard. Right. It's hard to battle misinformation, and it's captivating, and people share it, and they get worked up, and they, you know, my recent expression about this is it's mostly been a criticism of TikTok for kids, but especially other social medias. You know, not everybody ought to own a news station, and yet with social media, we all do. So
yeah. Exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about the camping bans, what I've been calling the A and the B ban. The B ban is the one that puts the state law into effect locally. I don't have as many questions about that because I see the value of that one, or at least in terms of giving, for example, PPD or at the county level, the Scambia Sheriff's Office, the ability to implement things that will keep us from getting sued. But the A ban Is the one where it's banning on private property without unless you have the consent of the owner, and then commercial property, period, across the board. I do want to give you credit. I thought one very big improvement was to remove the sleeping in the car overnight as part of the definition of camping. So I appreciate that. I thought that was a very good move. What other things have been done to change that ordinance? Because I know there were some changes. Is there anything else before second reading tomorrow night that's been done that people ought to know about?
Yeah, I don't think it's anything substantive. And what I've said the entire time is we just got to have the ability to take some action. You know, I don't think myself or any particular council member, you know, have been particularly emotional about one specific aspect, cars or not, all that is. We just got to get something that we think is fair to property owners, fair to business owners. And you know, in the 3-hour first reading, why I wasn't being flippant about saying, hey, give us your concerns and let's let the city attorney, instead of trying to hash these out and try to all play attorney,
yeah,
let's get all our concerns on the table and let's let our expert attorney figure out how to do it. And so I think that's where we landed. But you know, the thing, the trap that you can always fall in when you talk about whether it's a new ordinance or it's an existing ordinance, Andrew, you know, I could pull 10 ordinances blind right now, and me and you can come up with single anecdotal examples of a gray area, right? Everything, from crossing a street to, you know, code enforcement at your house. I mean, and so we spent a lot of minutes and hours using one-off examples, and you can use them both ways. You can say, well, what about this person who owns vacant property who doesn't live in the city next to your house, and there's camping and there's nothing that the code enforcement can do about it? We've had those examples happen. And so, you know, you can look at it every which way. And that's why, you know, I don't think there's ever such a thing as an ordinance that solves absolutely 100% of everybody's gray area concern. But the reality is we've got to put ourselves in a better place than we were before. And I think with these passing, hopefully on Thursday, that we're in a better place to enforce the state law with the public side, as you know, but also give ourselves the ability, to enforce in situations where we've been relatively helpless and not being able to really do anything when it feels like we should be able to do something.
And I think it
puts us in a better place.
And I very much agree with you. No ordinance is perfect. And considering every gray area, well, you know, that's where litigation usually is what winds up solving some of those gray areas.
Right.
We'll come back to this in a second. We're talking to Mayor D.C. Reeves. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about, but if you're on I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way through the construction zone in Highway 29, just be aware there's about a 15 to 20 minute delay in your travels. I'm John Pickens with the traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Mayor D.C. Reeves. I did say did notice one thing the other day. I was listening to a debate between Ashley Hoffberger and Ron Helms, and Ashley made the comment about trying to work with the county's ordinances to match up with the city ordinance so there's not like this weird invisible line between the two. And she was talking about this, but yep, she mentioned trying to work with the county attorney to make it that, like, there'd be a time element in the camping, like 3 days maybe as the maximum duration. And I had not seen that in the city ordinance. Is a time element a part of what you guys had been considering as a modification?
Not necessarily. I don't want to say we haven't. I put a lot of trust in our city attorney's office to look at that precedent and what can stand up in court and what couldn't and things like that, obviously, that they're going to be much more in tune with than I'm going to be. You start setting a time, then the question becomes why? You know, why 3 days? What about five? What about two? You know, and what's the science behind that? And so sometimes while it looks as if it's let's give this certain type of grace period, I could see there being challenges legally to it, and mm-hmm. I think there could be some complications to why that number. Why three? Why five? Why seven? So I'm not saying that isn't a viable solution, and that certainly I'm not going to, again, try to play attorney, but that never really came across our desk.
I did really appreciate Adam Cobb's, the city attorney's response on the effort to try to redefine involving insurance and licensing and things, and him saying, look, I just don't know that you can justify that from a public safety standpoint, and so that might run into a constitutional mm-hmm. challenge, even though it seems like a good thing. So the lawyer is doing his job, which is good. Right. One of the other things,
exactly. Obviously,
tomorrow night, one of the big issues is going to be the, or at least big in terms of city importance, I should say, the Baptist Hospital Department of Commerce grant. You're going to take $7 million to go with the $9 million local match. Always ask the same question because it's the question everybody asks. Where are we at?
Yeah, good question. We'll see a lot. Right now, we've hired our own. So again, the city's taken on about $300,000 of our own money right now, so far, with demolition consultants, Geosyntech that we've hired to bring on, and they've been looking at the property. We're in a phase two environmental right now with the property. So in short, Andrew, we've been hot and heavy in due diligence in terms of what can or can't be saved, and just the environmental aspects of the property, all things that taxpayers should know before we take on this property publicly, before the taxpayer takes it on. So the same way you buy a house, that's what we're doing right now. We want to understand what we're buying or what we're getting donated to us before it's too late or before we get surprised by something. And so I think that's very important. So what you'll see in Q1 of next year, our goal is to have by March, by session, to have the donation agreement signed. And if you work backwards from that, obviously it's getting all the funding procured like we're doing on Thursday. But that's understanding demolition. We were going to probably start kind of the communication process with the community. And then hopefully in February, about January, February, we will have an RFP for demolition on the street.
Okay.
So we'll start to see a lot of front-facing action. So it seems like nothing's really going on, and it's just because we're doing our homework right now. You know, but there is a lot going on internally. But the citizen will start to see really end of December, 1st of January, we're going to start to see some front-facing action that's all a product of what we're doing right now.
Okay.
We are as aggressive, as reasonable, as I keep saying. If you look at our we've got a timeline worked out. We are really, really working hard. Erica and our economic development office is doing a great job. Continue to have conversations with Baptist. So I'm very pleased with the progress right now. And you know, where the rubber meets the road, Andrew, is we cross our fingers and we hope that demo number comes back around $16 million.
Right. I mean,
that's what it really comes down to. If it's 25, we got some issues. And if it's 10, great.
we'll take the bonus. Right. No, I agree. Today I will not be able to be there because actually three things happening today at the exact same time that I'd love to be at all three of them. I already had pre-committed to one. But you are going to finally, if I'm not mistaken, have an unveiling of the
Bearcat is here. Yeah. I don't exaggerate when I started this job, probably one of the most embarrassing moments I had is when I saw our SWAT van.
Van?
It kind of sounds like exactly. And when I saw that, and it kind of sounds like a joke, especially when you see it, but it really, I mean, I was honestly very embarrassed to say, hey, yeah. And I just thought to myself, how can I say that public safety is our number one issue? And I'm sending our guys into the most dangerous situations they can be in an old plumber's van. I mean, so very, very excited. You know, so this is a year and a half in the making. You know, we got delayed because the military needed some work from the manufacturer, but it is here, and we'll unveil it today at 10 o'clock.
Outstanding. And you've got a big item for a mobile command center for PPD on the agenda tomorrow night for, what, $800,000 or something like that? So big improvements to public safety.
Yeah, about $800,000, and that'll allow us, exactly how it sounds, it'll allow us to set up anywhere on port, at the airport, and have a new state-of-the-art, and that replaces about a 18, 20-year-old command center right now that's severely outdated technology-wise.
Absolutely. I always have stuff I don't have time to get to you, so sorry. But I have so many other things always to talk to you. We always like to end with a quick lightning round. A couple of days ago, it was National Frog and Reptile Day, and I asked the question, is there an animal or insect that creeps you out? Personally, D.C. Reeves, is there an animal type that creeps you out?
In that category, snakes, definitely.
All right.
You know, I'm okay with bugs and spiders and everything. Snakes, man, I just can't do it.
All right, so the Indiana Jones in you comes out. It was National Nut
That's
Day,
right.
And I asked the question, mixed nuts or single nuts? And if single nuts, what kind?
Single nuts, Planters has got this nice sweet and spicy peanuts now.
Oh.
But definitely a single, not a mixed nut
yet. I couldn't agree more. It makes you even more reasonable, in my opinion. Are pistachios worth the effort, by the way?
What's that?
Are pistachios worth the effort?
No. I'm getting lazy now. I buy pre-show.
The shell, right, fair enough. And then the last one, similar on the snag vein, is this actually came from a listener, so I'm excited to talk about this one today. This is our frivolous topic for today. Do you ever sneak snacks into the movie theater? And if so, do you feel guilty?
I haven't, and that's not even a politician answer. I haven't. You know, I'm worried about getting arrested by our own police department or anything. Now, back in the day, definitely silver screen. Maybe you know, the university
junior high age DC might have brought some, you know, Hershey's bars in with them or something like that.
May or may not have.
Yeah,
it's not confirmed, but yeah.
Very good. Well, we look forward to the city council meeting tomorrow night. As always, Mayor D.C. Reeves, I appreciate the time, the work you're doing on behalf of the city, and sharing it with us to communicate whatever's going on for the audience so that they get the facts instead of the Facebook shares. Mayor, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
All right. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Still no accidents that we're working on right now, but we're still seeing those delays. If you're on I-10 eastbound, well past Pine Forest exit, going through the construction at Highway 29, you're seeing some major delays there. Other than that, traffic is just congestion, but looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. Trust your vehicle to the best auto service center in Pensacola, Bobby Likas Auto Service. For years, you've relied on Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway for maintenance and repairs, and now you have a choice. Keep taking your vehicle to the Davis Highway shop or go to their new location on Pensacola Boulevard. That's right. Bobby Likas Auto Service now has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. So keep your vehicles running smooth with their maintenance service program. And when your car or truck needs repairs, big or small, bring it to either location. Engine repairs, brake work, transmissions, air conditioning, power steering, and more. They can take care of it. Keep your vehicle on the road with the help of Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and also on Pensacola Boulevard. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Hi everybody, this is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow Today.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
For far too long, District 1 has been represented by someone who's more interested in making headlines than helping us. I'm different. I'm Gay Valamont, and I'm a mother, community advocate, and someone who's been through real struggles just like you. I've faced adversity and come out strong, and now I'm ready to bring my compassion, integrity, and common sense to Washington. Let's focus on real solutions, not distractions. On November 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont. It's time for real change.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, people are telling me all about the silver screen. I did not know about this. That either predates me or I just didn't get a chance, and I'm hearing all. I just thought he meant silver screen like the era, and I'm like, you weren't alive then. So the silver screen where you could sit on a couch and order food and alcohol and watch
yes.
a movie?
Yes, it was awesome.
Oh, that sounds amazing. What sounds like a great date. I mean, that sounds like the place to go to watch a movie. Oh, well, you know. So I missed it.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.